if you capture rapport with the rapport leader, the question is, who's the unconscious rapport leader? Because sometimes it's not who you would consciously think would be the rapport leader. But when you capture rapport with the rapport leader, then you capture that pocket. And what you'll do is you look for waves of movement inside of an audience. That's when one person moves, everybody around them moves. And what you'll do is you'll pick up those pockets of rapport. And you can do, just like we do instantaneous rapport with an individual, we can do instantaneous rapport with an entire audience. Yeah. I'm not going to go too deep into that at this point. We do teach that later. What I want to move on to something, though, is the first step is the state, is to be in that state of expanded awareness so you know everything that's happening around. You can see every movement, and you can remain connected with everybody simultaneously. The next step that I'd like to teach you is what's called the format system. So let's turn to... The format system is an easy way to teach that will speak to most people's preferred methods of learning. So let's turn to, where's page 415. Let's turn to page 415. So there's people tend to have different learning styles. Some people need a lot of what, a lot of explanation of what. These are the people in school who like to study the what. They like to study the textbooks and things like that. These people need a lot of what. There's other people that need a lot of why. They'll close off all learning until they've got the why. Like if they don't know why it's important to them or why they're learning something, they'll close off all that learning. So what we need to do is give the why people enough why right up front to keep them hooked on what it is that they're learning. If we fail to do that, the why people will shut down and they'll turn off. So we've got to give the why people, so the why, what we'll tend to do in any type of presentation is give a little why. Like I'll say, how would you like a way to connect with any audience and be able to work with groups of people and really communicate with them effectively? Is that something you'd be interested in? That's my why. Yeah, so that's what I'm doing is I'm giving those why people a little interest for why they want to learn what we're about to do. Then what you want to do is you want to deliver your what, because the what people is the explanation. That's the content material. Now, there's also how people. How people need to know, these are the people that are most interested in, they don't want to know about why they should learn it or what they're learning. They want to know how to do it. Give me the process. Let me go out there. Let me practice it. Let me do it. They want to get it in their hands and they want to start working with it, right? So they want to know how to do it. Now, where we cover our how people is in the exercises. When we go into the exercise and we actually get it into our neurology. Now, there's a lot of people that don't like the exercises. All they want is the what. Give me the what. Just give me the knowledge. Give me the, you know, give me, dump it in. Tell me what I've got to learn. And there's people that will actually, that don't like going into the exercises. Those aren't the how people. Those are usually the what people. Then we've got the what if people. Now the what if people are the people that want to, that like if you give them the exercise, they'll take that exercise and they're already making it their own before they've learned how to do the exercise. Right? They're changing it, they're adapting it, they're making it more of their own. And the what if people say, hey, tell me, I want to take this and I want to see what can I do with it as I get out in the world. How can I apply this in different scenarios? So their mind thinks, what can I do with this? How can I do it? Now, in a training sequence, we cover the what if people by bringing them back from the exercise and saying, what questions do you have? What do I need to know? What did you find out? And the what if people will be those people saying, hey, can you use it here? Can we apply this in the context of business? Is this applicable in interpersonal relationships? How can I use this? And the what if people are going to be the people that are thinking of the various applications. They're interested in finding out what are all the different ways that they can use it in their own life. Whereas the distinction between that and the how person is they just want to go through the exercise and try it on and start using it. The why people need to know why they do anything before they do it, and the what people just need to know what it is. Now, we all do these to a varying degree, although we will tend to have a preferred learning modality, either why, what, how, or what if. Now, for a while, what they did was they attempted to take school systems, because this isn't magical, but it is a magical way of presenting. And they attempted to take this into the school systems, and they said, well, if there's people that need to learn why don't we just take all the why people and put them in a classroom and teach them why? If there's people that prefer what, we'll take them and put them in the classroom and teach them the what, and we'll take the how people and put them in their own classroom. The problem with that was that they underdeveloped their other skills and modalities of learning, so they became unbalanced. So what we need to do is realize that there's going to be people inside a classroom if we're teaching to people, or if we're coaching people, or if we're working with groups of people, or if we're looking to make our points to people, that are going to have each of these preferred learning modalities. And if we cover all the bases, we're going to make the material most palatable for the most amount of people possible. So let's turn to page 416. 416, the format system. So in the format system, we've got one, the why people. Let's look at the first quadrant over here. Why people and why not? They need reasons and relevance for any material that they're learning. Like, if they don't know why they're learning it, they'll shut down all further learning. They need interaction, motivate, and witness. These people are more reflective. Let's look at category number two, are the what people. They want to know what about it. Give me the information. Give me the textbooks. Most teaching is taught in the what format when you think of teaching. Students listening, taking notes, people that like to take a lot of notes and read the textbooks, these are usually going to be the what people. And they just want to look at it. They just want to sit in the class and watch the instructor teach and hear what they get and write down their notes. That would be a what person. The how people, quadrant three, how does it work? Let them try it out. Let them do it. They need to get their hands on it in order to make this work. They've got to put it in their hands and try it on. Coaching, how people are really really good for coaching. They're into coaching. They need the coaching. They like coaching and facilitating, which is the students interacting with one another. And all they want to do is do it. Don't give me the what. Let me do it. Quadrant four is the what if people. Let them teach themselves and others, it says. It's all about self-discovery. Interaction, evaluate, and predict. So the what if people are saying, hey, what can we go out there and do with this? Well, if we can do this with it, couldn't we do this with it? And couldn't we apply it here and there? That's going to be their preferred thought processing system. You can tell what they're going to be. Yeah, you can tell what kind of student they are. What I'll do is I'll tend to present in a specific sequence and order. So I'll do why, what, how, what if. Because the thing is, if you don't get the why people up front, they'll shut down. So you've got to capture the why people right away. And you've got to give them reason for learning what they're learning. Then the what people, you'd need to give a little bit more, you've got to give some content. What I'll tend to do is give a little bit of why right up front so I don't lose the why people. Give some what, then maybe I'll give some more why oftentimes. I'll come back in, I'll give a little bit more why. And then what I'll do is I'll calibrate the audience to see where I'm at in terms of who I've got, who I don't have. And if I need to give some more why, I'll give some more why along the way so that they can be motivated to do what they're doing. And then I'll move generally on to the how by giving them an exercise. Then I'll bring them back for the exercise. I'll say, how'd that go? What did you learn? What do I need to know? What'd you find out? And in that portion of the learning, then we get to talk about how they can use it, how they could take what they just learned and apply it to other things. And that's kind of like future pacing. Right, it's kind of like future pacing, because in the what if section of the training, we're going to begin to future pace the learnings. Right, so what we're going to do right now is we're all going to take a moment to write down something that we're going to teach in the format system. I want you to think of something that you teach that you feel that, or some, think of some skill or something that you do that you feel extremely confident at, something you do really well that there's no doubt about your level of confidence with it. And I want you to take just a few moments to jot down some notes in the why, what, how, what if format. And we're each going to have 5 minutes to teach something that we do really well in the format system. So what I would do is I would just outline it. Why, what, how, and what if. You could also, here's the way I want you to do it. I want you to give a little bit of why. Put little why, what, give some more why, than the how and the what if. Okay, why, what, how, and what if. And what we're going to do is take about 10 minutes to just begin scripting out what our presentation is going to be. Take something that you do well, you really know you do well, you're going to teach to the group in a little while, and you're going to present it in the format system. Why, what, how, and what if. And you'll see how easy this makes the presentation go. So we'll put on a little music and go ahead and start scripting those out and outlining those. You have anything. Anything you do well. Sleep. Anything that you do well that you can teach in the format system. So let's take about 10 minutes to do that. Ready, go.